Winds are ferocious right now, gusting above 120 miles per hour.
That's the voice of CBS News correspondent David Begno. Begno was on the island before the storm hit. And since then, his social media feeds have become a go-to for people seeking information about Maria's aftermath. Puerto Ricans have turned to him for updates, posting on his Facebook and on his Twitter, even slipping tips under his hotel door. Begno has played an essential role in breaking news from all over the island and telling people's stories from the ground.
Beyond me, the police are trying to get to an elderly man said to be in his 90s.
Look at the water where we are in San Juan. It's purple. The water right here has been here for 4 weeks.
From that bill the House of Representatives passed last night is going to go to Puerto Rico. The president.
He joined me on the phone to talk a little bit about his reporting on Hurricane Maria. Before we do anything, can you just kind of tell me how you're doing?
I'm back on the mainland. I'm getting some clothes and recharging my mental batteries, and we'll go back. I hate talking about myself and how I feel because we should be worried about the Puerto Ricans, right? We should be worried about how they feel. These are Americans. They happen to not live on the mainland, but these are Americans who are desperate to get water 4 weeks after a storm made landfall.
When you say the word desperate, I can feel the anger in your voice.
It comes from putting your eyes on an elderly woman who has 4 bottles of water in her hand. It comes from the frustration of calling the same leaders day after day and feeling like you're getting a little bit of candor, but a whole lot of bureaucratic speak. It comes from not being able to understand how the United States of America can't seemingly bring an end to an emergency that involves American citizens.
You're not Puerto Rican, right?
I'm Cajun. I didn't know very many Puerto Rican people, and I will be the first to step up and say, I didn't know a whole lot about Puerto Rico at all.
But suddenly, you're like sent there. What were your thoughts when you were sent off to go to Puerto Rico just at the beginning?
I remember landing in Puerto Rico thinking, okay, so here's how it usually goes. You know, the storm moves in. You have a few days of an emergency aspect of the storm. Then you move into the recovery. So I may be here for a week, right? I may be here for two, but that's what I thought it was. I think I got the first sense that this was not going to be the storm that I was used to covering when we started hearing about hospitals that were on the verge of running out of generator power, right? They were on the verge of running out of fuel. And then we found out that there was no gas at the gas stations. Then we found out that almost all of the island was without power. Then we found out that the water system had stopped because the power had been lost. And it became sort of a lesson in something I've never experienced before.
Which is?
That social media can be a lifeline. We are on the verge of losing all ability to transmit via broadcast, but I'm able to get some kind of signal with this phone that can transmit through a Wi-Fi connection that the hotel helped my IT people set up. And the people who can fix things are watching. So let's use that. People would stop in the middle of the street to come up and tell me that the report they saw was the only one that let them know that their people were okay or were suffering or this area had been affected like this. I remember a grown man walked up to me and was sobbing uncontrollably. And it was at that point that I realized, wait a minute, this is more important than just meeting my deadlines. This is about potentially saving lives and at the end of the day, making a real difference, people.
David, the way you talk about Puerto Ricans and what you have learned about them as a people has actually, you know, it's taken you to another level. It's like you are, you know, an adopted Boricua. I'm sure you already saw the meme going around on Facebook. It's you actually as a Santita. So it's you as a woman virgin, a saint. The meme is Saint David of Begno, a patron saint of the Puerto Ricans. Quote, he who has kept us informed of what's truly happening on the island, period, may his cell phone battery be forever charged. I mean, it's just the most adorable kind of Puerto Rican thing you could ever see.
You know, the joke that I tell is when you read the comments that people post on Facebook, you'd swear my mother wrote them. because the adjectives that they use are something only that your mother would describe her child like. It was just doing what I normally do, what I've been doing for 15 years. And for whatever reason, it seemed to resonate with a group of people that have told me we had no other line to find out what was going on than that coverage.
Basically, what you did is you came to Puerto Rico and you saw the Puerto Rican people. You actually saw them and you heard them and you respected them. With all of this, and now that you've had a moment to step away, what's next?
I think Puerto Rico is going to get money that they've been asking for, but they would have never otherwise gotten unless something like this happened. I think Puerto Rico is going to get phone calls answered that before Maria would have gone to voicemail. But I think Puerto Rico is going to get a lot of people looking at their homeland in the rearview mirror, saying, I never intended to leave, but after going to the mainland and experiencing what I can get there, how could I go back to the situation that is Puerto Rico 2017?
Finally, David, so away from the sadness, right, and the tragedy, there is a tremendous amount of hope on the island of Puerto Rico and always has been. What's like the thing that brings you joy and makes you smile when you think of the island?
I'm smiling and giggling as you ask that question. There are people who I want to party with. They are people who I want to have dinner with. They are people who, if I wasn't in a relationship, I'd go back there looking for, a nice date. Listen, they are an infectious bunch of people, right? They are a classy bunch of people. I just remember the elderly woman who fed my crew at a time when they were being told in that area to ration food. I always used to say the Cajun folks, where I'm from in South Louisiana, were some of the nicest you could meet. And I think that might still be true, but I tell you what, the Puerto Ricans might be a close second.
David, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been great. And thank you for all of your amazing work and for being an outstanding American journalist.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Journalist David Begno of CBS News.